Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strobe with your worldwide news update. The U.S. House of Representatives has approved a new government funding bill, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
With only hours to spare, the House has approved a bill to keep the government from shutting down.
The bill is passed, and without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
The bill was approved 366-34. The measure temporarily funds federal operations and disaster aid, but dropped President-elect Donald Trump's demands for a debt limit increase into the new year. Connecticut Democrat Rosa DeLauro says Republicans backtracked on a bipartisan compromise.
We need to rely on each other to keep our word.
Oklahoma Republican Tom Cole.
None of us, or most of us, do not want to shut down the government. Not a good thing for the country.
Quick Senate approval is expected. The measure would then be signed by President Joe Biden. Norman Hall, Washington.
Local officials in the German city of Magdeburg said on Friday a driver killed at least two people when he rammed into a large crowd of revelers at a Christmas market. Reuters correspondent Arthi Thiaperin reports.
A child is among those dead after a driver rammed into a crowd at a Christmas market in Germany on Friday. Dozens of people were injured, according to officials. Police have arrested the suspected attacker. Authorities described him as a doctor from Saudi Arabia who's acting alone. In a post on social media platform X, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said his thoughts are with the victims and their families. Last month, Germany's interior minister advised people to be vigilant at Christmas markets. 8 years ago, a truck driven by a failed Tunisian asylum seeker with Islamist links crashed into a crowded Christmas market in Berlin. 12 people were killed and dozens of others were injured.
That was Reuters correspondent Arthi Thiaperin. This is VOA News. Trump adds Europe to the list of U.S. trade partners he's threatening with tariffs. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has more.
Trump posted at around 1 in the morning on social media, "I told the European Union that they must make up their tremendous deficit with the United States by the large-scale purchase of our oil and gas. Otherwise, it is tariffs all the way. There are 27 countries in the EU. The message from the president-elect was unclear on next steps. When he threatened Canada and Mexico with 25% tariffs last month, the leaders of both countries spoke with him to try to resolve any tensions. But the European Union lacks a single figure who can make the commitments of natural gas and oil on behalf of its member states that Trump wants." I'm Ed Donahue.
France's anti-terrorism court has convicted 8 people of involvement in the beheading of teacher Samuel Paty in 2020. Paty was killed near Paris days after showing his class cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad during a debate on free expression. The assailant, an 18-year-old Russian of Chechen origin, was shot to death by police. Those convicted on Friday were accused, in some cases, of providing assistance to the perpetrator and, in others, of organizing a hate campaign online before the murder took place. The shocking death of the 47-year-old Paty left an imprint on France, and several schools are now named after him. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Friday looked set to lose power early next year after a key ally said he would move to bring down the minority Liberal government and trigger an election. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston has the story.
New Democratic Party leader Jagmeet Singh has been helping keep Trudeau in office. On Friday, he said he would present a formal motion of no confidence at the end of January.
So will the Prime Minister acknowledge he has failed? He has to quit.
If all of the opposition parties back it, Trudeau will be out of office after more than 9 years, and an election would take place. Trudeau's government was plunged into crisis after Chrystia Freeland, the previous finance minister, resigned in the midst of a policy clash over spending. A string of polls over the last year and a half show Trudeau's Liberals would be badly beaten by the opposition Conservatives. They've been calling for an election for months.
That was Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. The U.S. has won a trade dispute panel resolution on Mexico's bid to ban genetically modified corn for human consumption. U.S. growers welcomed the decision announced on Friday, calling it a major win. Mexico's economy department said it disagreed with the ruling by a panel of experts convened under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Free Trade Agreement, but would abide by it. Mexico is a major market for U.S. genetically modified corn, where it is mainly used to feed livestock. However, Mexico announced plans for the ban on human consumption in 2020, including a future possible ban on genetically modified corn for livestock as well. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.